This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Hey, you have an opportunity as you're listening here to the Unleashed Radio Hour to dial on out, connect at unleashradiohour.com. Click on Community Star Award. All right, this show is, we are recognizing the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston for all the work they're doing to help build better people by building better athletes. And I know I got it backwards, but people understand where we're going through that. And in doing so, we're trying to support an opportunity not only to get the story out, but also to help raise some funds. And we need your help if you're listening out there. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. It's the easiest way to do that. Click on Community Star Awards. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on that GoFundMe Donate Now campaign. Hey, we got our first donation in. We're rolling here. Hey, money's coming in. We had $100. We got more to go. So if you're out there, jump in. Hey, it's going to go to every penny raised. Is going to go right back here into the greater Houston area to make a difference. And talking about making a difference, we've got a special guest here on hold. Former Houston Texans quarterback, for those that are local in the area, but had an 11-year NFL career as a quarterback, Mr. Sage Rosenfeld. Sage, welcome to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you on. Where are you calling in from today?
I live in Omaha, Nebraska. I grew up in the Midwest, grew up in Iowa, just the state next door, and sort of ended up in Omaha. So I do get down to Houston still every once in a while, still follow my Texans, and still root for the old team.
There you go. There you go. Well, Sage, we've been talking today, and we're here today to recognize the contributions that the Positive Coaching Alliance is making here in Houston, and it's also a national nonprofit. I know that you're familiar with it, but what I'd love to get is, you know, over your career, you know, 11 years in the NFL and playing and being an athlete for almost all of your life, you start talking about the difference and the impact that coaches have on your career and others. Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, what that all means today.
Well, coaching is so important in an athlete's life, whether they're a professional coach, a professional NFL coach, college coaching, high school coaching, all the way down to, you know, PV leagues and, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old when kids just start out. And they have a huge impact in how you view the sports, the things you can get out of the sports and different things. So, you know, coaching is very, very important. And the toughest part is that usually the best coaches obviously are the ones that are being paid and, you know, the college and pro sports or even some of the high school sports. And the majority of kids play sports when they're very young. I think it's something like 70-75% of children stop playing sports by the time they're 12 or 13 years old. So it's really, really important for youth coaches to have some education, have some teaching to help them, you know, teach these young athletes what it means to be an athlete, the positive things you can get out of sports, and those types of things.
Well, absolutely. And other key influencers that the Positive Coaching Alliance also works with to help educate and inform are also the parents. And the parents are a big part of that decision process, in addition to the coaches. And if you're like me, you're one and of the same. Not only are you the parent, you're also the coach.
That's correct. And you know, myself, a guy, I lettered in 5 sports in high school, and I've got 3 children of my own. And I've sort of seen how they've had to progress through sports and, you know, now into middle school, and it's getting more and more competitive. And I've learned a few things over the years. I've learned that, you know, my son, you know, who plays basketball mostly, and despite the fact that I was a pretty good basketball player, he really doesn't want a lot of coaching from me. He has his coach. He wants me to be his parents. And what I've really learned, that what my son really appreciates, is after he plays in the game, when we get back in the car, and, of course, I want to talk about the game, I've learned that if I just say to him, hey, I really enjoyed watching you compete, that was really fun to watch you play, whether they win or whether they lose, that's what puts a smile on his face, and that's what makes him want to play sports more. And the same with my daughters, same thing. They just I try to release them to the game and take my role as a parent and not as a coach, and just that I enjoy them playing and competing, and I think that makes them want to come back for more.
Yeah, and that is so critical and key, you know, and you were dialed in, so a lot of the research that is through PCA, you know, that age 13 is when young people, and this is the crazy part for me, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Sage, and maybe even some of your peers and fellow teammates, you know, in the NFL, sometimes those people that made it big didn't even start playing until 8th or 9th grade. You know, so yeah, here we got kids dropping out and stopping out before they've even had a chance for their bodies to grow and to develop to engage positively in something that can really make a difference in their lives.
Well, I think a lot of times parents and coaches, that they want to win so badly at such a young age. And, you know, you hear stories about, say, like a Maria Sharapova or, you know, somebody that is, you know, a spectacular player when they're really young. But, you know, for the most part, players don't become really good, you know, athletes until they're at least in high school. And, you know, I think it's really important for kids to stay in sports longer and not have that drop out right before the age of 13. There's so many things that sports can teach you, to, you know, kids to challenge themselves, to accomplish tasks, but when they fail, also to get back up and to set goals. And I think it's really important for kids to stay in the sports longer. And I think if we take winning out of the equation, not make it the number one thing, though, I do think it's important. I think you want to play to win, but there's so many other things that are positive to a player and to parents and to coaches that if more and more kids compete. And obviously, you know, at the very least of it, it's healthy for you to be out on a field or a court and run around and exercise.
No, absolutely. And those are intangibles that I know, and that the present company here in studio knows, that there's just something unique about those life lessons, you know, the resiliency, the persistence, the having to go beyond and push yourself to the next level, that translates out into the real world.
It absolutely does. I've had this conversation a couple times with old NFL players and some of my college teammates about the fact that they, you know, the things that we had to go through to get to that level and push ourselves and to be able to compete at that level, they now in the business world, when bad things happen at work, when some sort of project fails, whatever that case is, they can deal with that adversity. And they think without the sports and without dealing with adversity on the court or the field, they wouldn't have that experience to, you know, to pick themselves up and fight through and go on the next day and move on and try to improve themselves and their company. So sports teaches a lot of life lessons. That's not just about winning and losing.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And Sage, we so appreciate you being a part here today of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're about to bump onto that break. Any parting shot you just want people to think about the role that coaches and parents play?
Well, I just think this is it. You know, this organization is an excellent organization. I've done my research on them, and I think what they're doing is fantastic. It's very much needed. There's a void there, and anybody that can help donate a little bit of money to help out this organization, help it grow, I think it'll have a huge impact on our country and huge impact on our youth. And, you know, that's really what we're out here for, to grow the next generation, and that's our children.
Absolutely. Hey, those of us that have been there, done that, we have to pass that baton, right? Someone's got to come up behind us and take out to the next level. So it's next generation up, if I can use a sports analogy.
It definitely is. Well, somebody's going to be taking care of us when we're all old and we can no longer walk around and do those types of things. So it's that generation behind us that, you know, we take care of our parents' generation a little bit, and we need to have our kids take care of us at some point. And we want the right type of kid to understand teamwork and understand sacrifice and understand dedication to the team and to the sport.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sage, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to join us here to support the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston and nationally. And we appreciate you being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Again, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Have a great day, Sage. See, just like that, we get people that been there, done that have the T-shirt and the wounds to go along with it, that can speak to the necessity that we have today to help positively impact our youth. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. You hear the music. That means it's time for me to roll to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.